Bein Balamum Be'oichim, whether it's a type of a mum that could be healed that eventually will go away, even though later it will be fit to be used for Korban, but right now it's not fit for Shrizo Machut. If you take this animal that has a Kedusha, let's say you want Machut, and the Kedusha is a Dhamma only, and you bring the Machut, the Machut Potter, you're not Chai for Shchut Echut, since it's not fit to be brought Bifnin inside. On this, Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Bali Mumim Kavuim, and the Chai Potter. If it's a Bal Mum Kavua that will never be healed up, or never be fit to be brought Lefnin, so now if you bring a Bachut, he agrees that you're Potter. But he argues, Bali Mumim Oivim, let's say the Mum of the animal will go away eventually. It's not a Mum that will stay forever. So since there will be a time later on that this animal will be fit to be brought Lefnin, therefore right now he holds that you bring a Bachut, Oivim Beleza say, our core point of this alav, and the chanami, not chai of chorus, for our core point of alav there is, we'll see in the Gemara how weird doctrines it from. But as long as this korban will eventually have a din to be brought lefnin, he holds right now, if you do it bachut, he holds the leis say. That's going to be turim shlegiyas manim. The loch is when you bring these birds for korban, turim have to be over a year old. During the first year, they're not kosher. Let's say it's not a year yet. Whereas to the yoyner, that's the opposite. That the yoyner is only kosher during the first year. So let's say Shavuot's manit, it's over a year already, that it's not fit to be brought for korban now. It's a grievous machutz. If somebody brings these outside, the biggest potter, he's not chayin for shchut echut, since they're not fit to be brought, bifnim. Now Rabbi Shimon argues again and says, as you said, that the yoyner, Shavuot's manit, pot and chrami. If it's a b'nei yoyner that's over a year old already, so it's never going to be fit to be brought lefnin, then sure you're potter for being a bachut. But for turim, just the young pigeon, that's lo yegiyas manim, it didn't become a year old yet, it's too young to be brought, so it's true, right now it's not fit to be brought lefnin, but eventually next year it will be fit to be brought lefnin. Therefore, if you bring it now bachut, that's your shita, let's just say you're over the lot. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be oifer v'yestanoi? Let's say you have a korban that you shechted the mother today, and you have the son, so the son is not fit to have a shechita today, there's allowed not to shecht oifer v'yestanoi the same day, so today it's not fit to be brought for korban. Whereas from Chusa Zaman, you have an animal that's not 8 days old yet, it's not fit to be brought for korban. So again, if you bring it now, Bachut, potter, it's not fit lefnin. So the Shimon Oimer, in these two cases, no, I raise the Beleza saying, you're over allowed, because even though it's not fit right now, but tomorrow or later will be fit. So therefore, you bring it now, Bachut, you're over allowed, I say. So you Rabbi Shimon Oimer, because Rabbi Shimon Oimer is like this, that kol shuwa yilov v'yachas man, any korban, even though it's potter right now, but since later on eventually you'll have a Shas HaKosha, it'll be fit to be brought, listen in, the Dinius HaReiz of Leisa say, he rose your Leisa say, but Erech Nani, the Ein Ber Chorus, he agrees with Mochi of Chorus, he dechayi for Shkut Echut Chorus, it has to be something that fits right now to be brought, listen in. But here it's only going to be fit later on, so there's only a love in that Chorus. We'll see the Gemara, where he dances the Slav from. The Chachamban say no, any time there's no chiyuv korban, meaning any time the korban is not fit to be brought right now in the pnim, not fit to be brought, who so adin if you bring it outside, you're potter, you're not chiyuv korban, and who adin there's no leisa say either. Now the Mishnah goes on, mechusa zman, that's what we said before, the korban is not fit to be brought, that's the machlokes, whether you're over alive or not, if you do it bachutz. The Mishnah says, Bein Begufay, whether it means Mechusas Man, that the Korban itself is not like 7 days old yet, or else Bein Bebalov, whether the owner is also not fit yet to bring the Korban. What does that mean? Eizeyehu Mechusas Man Bebalov, what's to be the case that even though the Korban itself is ready to be brought, but the owner is not fit yet for its kapara? Let's say you have a Zov, and Lachar is that a Zov, after he becomes tall, then he first brings the korban chatis. But before he becomes tall, he can't bring the korban. Or else if he has zava, the same thing of a lady became a zava. Or else if he yaledus, that she has to wait till she finishes her yimei taira, and then she can first bring the korban. Or else a mitzvah, a person that's a mitzvah also, it's first on the 8th day of his mitzvah that he can bring the shnei kvosim tminim. Shekriven chatos on the Hashem HaBachut, let's say before they're fit to bring the korban, even though they were makdish already. Now somebody brings it bachut, the chatas of the yashem of these people, and they bring it bachut, they'll be pshurim. Since it's not fit to be brought inside right now, the owner is not fit for his kapora, so whoever brings the bachut, they're potter. Again, according to the Tanakam, you're potter completely. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter from Korah, but you'll be chayiv on the same. However, on the same of the Shamayim, the korban elu that they're supposed to bring, or the korban shlomo that they bring, if somebody brings the bachut, then chayovim, then the chayiv, because to bring an elu and the shlomim, that comes to the davar. That doesn't have to have as the man when they're fit to be brought. That's time in the davar. Therefore, to bring it bachut, they'll be chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Hamala mitzar chatis. If somebody takes the bosal of the korban chatis that's supposed to be eaten by the kohen, and he burns it outside, so vada rispata, it's not supposed to be burnt inside. Rosh mitzar oshem, the meat of the korban oshem, mitzar kochim kadoshim, mitzar kochim kalim, or else umayishal oimel, the leftover from the korban oimel, that's also supposed to be eaten, he's left over the mincha oimel, that's left over is eaten for the kohanim. So also it's not supposed to be burnt inside. Yes, if somebody burns it outside, about the potter. The same thing is for lechem and shuas. It's supposed to be nechel, not to be burnt. For lechem, a potter and Shabbos. Or else the shiurim and ochet, left over the mincha Yisrael. And the din is, a kohen's not eat it. Or else hayosek. If somebody does the avoid of yitzika, means pouring the oil into the mincha, it does the bachutz. Or else habrenel, he mixes up the mincha bachutz. Or else hapeisek, if he has a mincha that you baked already, you have to cut it up into pieces. The pastor says, pastor says to pizza. So if you cut it up into pieces, bachutz, or else hamelach, well, let's say you salt the kemitza or the bosa of the korban bachutz, hamelach, if you pick up by a mincha, you pick up the korban, the mincha bachutz, or else hamagish, by a mincha, you bring the mincha closer towards the mizbeach. Let's say you do it bachutz. Or else ham misadim with a shulchan, if somebody sets the shulchan outside, or else the hametiv at the neiris, if somebody fixes up the neiris outside, or else the yakimit, somebody makes the kemitza bachutz, the yamakabal dama bachutz, or somebody makes the kabbalah sadam bachutz, in all these cases, potter, in that chayav koros, we'll see in the Gemara why, because these are not called avodas tamar, therefore you're not chayav koros of any one of these things with dama bachutz. Now, the same thing, in Chayav Amorov, learn Mishram Zaris. If the Zar, a regular Yisrael, does one of these Avodas, he's not Chayav Misa if he does it. The doubt that the Zar is Chayav Misa also told in an Avodah Tama, we'll see in the Gemara. Learn Mishram Tama, you're not Chayav if you're Tame when you do these Avodas. In other words, you're not Chayav Misa if you're Tame and you do these Avodas inside. Learn Mishram Chus of the Godim. Let's say a Kohen does one of these Avodas when he's not wearing his begodim, so he's also like his zara, so on certain avodas he's chayiv misa. These avodas are not called avodas tamar, he's not chayiv misa. For loy mishum rochot shidayim raglayim, the same thing, if the chayiv misa, the kohen does the avodah without first washing his hands and feet, but on these avodas he's not chayiv misa. Now the Mishnah says, actually hukam ha-mishkan, before they set up the mishkan in the midbar, for yahabamus mutaris. Yisrael was allowed to bring kabbonis any place he wanted on the bama, and the avoid of b'cheres. Who brought the kabbonis then? Or the chol brought it. Nishokim ha-mishkim, once they set up the mishkim in the midbar, then that's for abamis. Then it was also to use the bama, and the avoid of b'kanim. Then you would have to have a kayin. Kachay kadoshim, we have a korban kachay kadoshim, nechom lufnim ben akoyim. You only have to eat it inside the curtains of the mishkan. Kachim Kalim b'chol Machni Yisrael, but Kachim Kalim will not eat any place in Machni Yisrael like Yishlaim now. What's going to be Bor La Gilgal? Let's say after they went through the Midbar, now they came into Gilgal, so there Hutra Bamas. There was Hutra to use a Bama, even though they put the Nishkan there, but still they were allowed to bring Kabbonis on the private Bamas. Kachim Kadoshim, Nechol Lefanim Menachloim. Still Kachim Kalim can only eat inside the curtains of the Mishkan, and Kachim Kalim b'chol Mokom. Kachim Kalim were allowed to eat any place. Since there wasn't the Machana there, they could eat Kachim Kalim any place they want. What's going to be later on, Boil Meshiloi? Then they came to Shiloi, then they put the Mishkan up in Shiloi. Nesra Abomis, it was also to use the Abomis then. Lehoye Shom Tikra, there, the Mishkan in Shiloh did not have a roof on top of it. There was no tikkurah. There was no roof there. And Bayesh Lavodit Mulmatam. They had walls made out of stones on the bottom. The Urias Mulmalam, and on top they had curtains. That's the way the Mishkan Shiloh was made. There was no crushing there either, but they had rather stones for the wall. The Yehoshua Menucha, that's on the post when it says, Shiloh Bostam Ad Arteh Ala Menucha, the post says Ala Menucha, that means Mishkan Shiloh. Now by Mishkan Shiloh, Chet Shekadoshim Mechol Lofnim and Akroyim, the Lavi Tekorban Chathis, inside the curtains, Chet Shem Kalam, and Meister Shedem Mechol Aroya, any place that you could see, the Mishkan Shiloh, as far as you could see, that's how far you let eat the Meister Shemi then, or the Kutchum Kalam. Then later, after Shiloh, Bola Meister given, then after Shiloh Nechrev, the oil was taken away, and then they came to Meis. They put up the Mishkan in Meis, and stood there for 13 years. Bola Meister was given. After Meis was formed, then they showed the Melech. Then they put it up in Givon. So if the Abomit, the Shas, they had the Mishkan in Meis and Givon, then it was Mutter for Yochet out of Bama. And Kutchum Kalam, Nechol Lefnim, Nakoyim, any Kutchum Kalam was brought, you could only eat it inside the curtains of the Mishkan, Kutchum Kalam, Nechol Ari Yisrael, but the Kutchum Kalam then was not able to be eaten any place in the Ari Yisrael. But later, after this, of the boy of Yishlayim, when they came into Yishlayim, after they built the Beit HaMikdash there, they claimed the Melech, Nesra Abomit, then from then on, it's also forever to have a carbon to be brought on Abomit. There's no more hetter to bring a korban like today on the Bama, only in Yerushalayim in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash, that was called the Pesach of Nachla. Now, Kutchum Kutchum, Nechom Ephraim Nachloyim, you can eat the Kutchum Kalim, Kutchum Kutchum, in the curtains, in the Beit HaMikdash. Kutchum Kalim, Meister Sheni, the Fnim and Achayma, as long as you're inside the walls of Yerushalayim, you'll have to eat Meister Sheni and Kutchum Kalim. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaKadoshim, all the Kabbalists, Shekvish and Meshach Yisabamis, have you managed at a time when it was lost to have a Bama, and the Grieve of Meshach Yisabamis Pachutz, and you also were managed at Pachutz in Manisa, Pshita, that's in the case of Arayim, Lebiyah, Esrei, Oleisa, Sei, Vachayom, Molo, Bekoros, that's the real case of Shkut, Echutz, that you're over in Yisrael, Sei, and if Oleisa, Sei, Nikol, Koros. What's going to be the Rekvish and Meshach Yisabamis? That's at the time when you were managed to Korban, it was a Heter, you're allowed to bring bombers then, and they grieve on the Shafis for our bombers, but they finally got around to bring the carbon to the Makrovit, the Nishkut was put up already, they had Nishkut our bombers, so if you bring it now Bachut on the bomber, Hariyem will be yes of life, I say. You roll the lava to the Nishkut, and we had before the Gemara's, but the Echayim will lay a chorus, you're not kind of chorus. Chorus is only if the Hengish and the Akrova was done, is not Nishkut our bombers. What's going to be Yigdish from the Shafis for bombers? When you amount the shit, the Mishkan was off, was also to bring it in a bomber. But the Grieve Meshach Tetra Abomis, when later the Shans you bring it, then it's the Hetra Abomis and you bring it outside, and the Rayel will be essay. You're only over in Israel say that since the Shans you amount the shit, it was supposed to be brought inside, you still have that essay to bring it inside the Mishkan. But the aim then will later say, if you bring it outside, you're not even over allowed. Now the Mishkan says, the aim will cut some crates on the Mishkan. These were the kutchim that was brought in the Mishkan. Kutchim shoktish no Mishkan. A korban that was set aside to be brought to the Mishkan. And kabonas had seed the korban Mishkan. Any korban seed was brought into the Mishkan. The kabonas had yochid abama. A korban yochid was brought in abama. Kabonas had yochid shoktish no Mishkan. A korban yochid that was matched to be brought in the Mishkan. Yikim of the Mishkan, you have to bring it in the Mishkan. The degree of abama parts up. If you bring it in abama, in other words, this part of the Mishkan is going with the case of Dugal and Meis, that it was mutter to have a bomber. Even though you had the Mishkan, you're able to bring bombers also. So it says the difference. A korban, the korban tibur is brought in the Mishkan. Or if you're not Mishkan, for the Mishkan, you have to bring it here. We'll continue on. In the Kufyud Beis on the Beis, the bottom, again near the end of the Mishkan holding. At the end of the Mishnah says again, Eilu Kodishim Kreivim Bamishkan. These are the Kabbonis that are brought in the Mishkan, meaning, let's say, Bishav Gilgula in Benoiz, or else Begivon, when it was Hutu HaBomis, meaning even though they had the Mishkan, then there was a Bomber Gedeirom, but still it was Mutter to have a Bomber Katana also. So let's see now, Kodishim Shuk Tushul HaMishkan, that which Kabbonis has to be brought to Dafkin in the Mishkan, Stam Kotchim, there was hooked to show he had in mind to bring it into the Mishkan. And which are these men of Stam? Kabonis Hatsiba created by Mishkan. Any Korban Hatsiba at that time, men of Stam, you will not be sure to be brought on the Bom of Gedolah, and the Badafka had to be brought in the Mishkan. The Kabonis Hayochit, for the regular private Korban, the Bom of men of Stam, you will hook to sure to be brought in the Bom, and you'll have to bring it in the Bom. What about the Kabonis Hayochit Shuk to Shul Mishkan? That's where a person wanted to bring his own private Korban Shlomin, or his own Korban Eloh, but he had in mind the Shas from his Makashit to bring it on the Bom of Gedolah and the Mishkan. Halacha then is Yikruv Ba Mishkan. He has like a mitzvah sesos from the Kayim to bring it in the Mishkan. But the Yindik Rivum Ba Boma, let's say he still brought it outside in the Boma, Toto, he is not Chayim for Shkut Echut, since the Mice at that time is Bizman Hutur Ha Boma, he is not Chayim for Shkut Echut, but Avadi is Mechayim from the Kayim Devorov to be Makriv a Korbin in the Mishkan. Now the Mishnah says, Ma bein bomas yochid la bomas sibor. What's the difference between a korban that's brought in the Mishkan and a bomas sibor, or the korbanos that you could bring when you bring it in a bomas yochid? Smichot and afkaminah is, does the owner have to make a smicha, put his hands over the korban? That by a korban in the bomas sibor, yes, but in the bomas yochid, no. Or shchitas tafon, even though it's a korban eloh, you do not need a shchit on the tafon side by a bomas yochid. There's no tafon. It's only suffering of Yazorah.